Debbie Ngato with Packers Kindy with us. It's been a while since we've had a cordial on. That's no good, is it? Hey, Debbie, te rangue.
Morena. How are you? It's been a while.
Never a dull moment, though. I've been talking with all sorts of people from Te Pāti Māori. It's really having a significant input. The party must be very proud of what has been achieved with the election and the way that your colleagues are carrying the kaupapa going forward, Debbie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're the sort that will always keep our feet on the ground, you know, stay humble. You know, we'll never forget what it's like to not be in Parliament. And so I think, you know, we are excited. You know, Darwin and I continue to be really, really proud, not just of our MPs, but all the support around them. And, you know, we got polls yesterday that I think, you know, someone sort of said, oh, you know, you've never polled that great, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's true. But you know, we always remember that polls can say and do what they want. And yep, yesterday's was great, but the truth be known, it's what we see on the ground and the movement that we've seen since, you know, the Kingi's call for Te Hui a Te Motu and Ratana and Waitangi, and you know, we just see a growing movement, which is the absolute resistance against this government and its anti-Māori agenda. So yep, excited, but always stay humble.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe. Eru Kapakingi put a nice piece together on I Tangata yesterday, which reminded us that we're inclined to get rubbished by politicians, but yet on special occasions we welcome them like they're rangatira and swing the doors to the marae open, give them the microphone and let them expouse their rhetoric, which is clearly anti-Māori. It does seem a little strange at times. How do you read that?
Oh yeah, look, I put something on a live just recently. We had an incident where one of the new MPs for National attended a hui with our own whanaunga, the Minister for Māori Development, and then through that hui of one of our marae in Taranaki has been his basis of saying that, you know, that National's policy and their agendas have support from our people, and we took huge exception to it. And I cautioned our whanau, you've got to be careful, especially when you have the hanger-ons, the ministers, the backbenchers who, you know, don't have relationships with us. So you've got to remember that we were always manaaki, but that doesn't mean we're manaaki or tautoko their kaupapa. We're manaaki the tapu of the tangata, but doesn't mean we're tautoko the kaupapa. And I think, you know, the two often are poles apart.
Well, the former government's to blame for everything, according to the Prime Minister. Perhaps not that's understandable in the political climate, the rhetoric that's commonly used. But what did you make of his first State of the Nation delivery, Debbie?
Well, there is definitely a large degree of fragility going on. And I think, you know, I could not think of a better word for to come out of the Prime Minister's mouth. There is fragility coming on, and he's part of a government that's leading that white fragility. What we see is a Prime Minister who didn't wear a vest, took whatuora, wakakotahi, off it. So I think the Prime Minister's speech continues to be lacklustre. He continues to blame the previous government for everything, and he can only get away with that for so long. And then we're all sitting there saying, okay, well, fine. You're undoing everything. You're repealing everything that exists, but you haven't once shown a new way forward and a solution. And you can only continue to create so much pain and havoc on our whānau and communities. And you're going to, you know, you're going to be caught wanting. So he'll get away with that for the first 6 months. He's, you know, I think they're out of the 100 days in 3 weeks. And then what? So yeah, I think again, you know, the Prime Minister continues to be a leader who is, you know, wagged by the tail and hasn't shown any real transformational solutions for Aotearoa, you know, and he says economics is basis. But if you keep pissing off the Māori economy and upsetting the Māori communities and our allies, you're going to take off a large chunk of that economic aspiration. So, yeah, they're lacklustre.
Political theatre is how the attack yesterday on beneficiaries and people on the unemployment benefit is described. It wasn't part of the manifesto leading in. It wasn't part of the 100 days, but it does garner support from people who don't understand how many end up on benefits and the plight that they face. But yet it's good fodder for middle New Zealand. And once again, perhaps suggesting we might be back to those heady days of the mother of all budgets and the whacking of beneficiaries. This seems to be inevitable here. What's your thinking?
Well, I was at Big Gay Out on Sunday and watched this government get booed down, shout down, thrown out. And, you know, what we have is a government who got in, 83% of Māori didn't support. 83% of Māori didn't vote for this government. And so we continue to see them attack the weakest, attack the most vulnerable. And I think, you know, when you've got more than 50% of our population living on less than $30,000 a year, this is not where their focus needs to be. But it is typical of politicians that you know, will come in and wipe the floor clear of the last government who did the same when they got in after National. In the meantime, the pain of poverty and the pain of being unwell continues to you know, get worse. So I think, you know, for us as Māori, we have to buckle in and be prepared that they are going to continue to hit the weakest of all and the most vulnerable of all our communities. And it's more important that we get active, that we continue to push back at them, that we continue to support all the lobbyists and advocates who have the best interests of our whānau. And, you know, you can see that playing out and, you know, and why they keep continuously going into urgency. We're in urgency again this week. So, again, it denies our communities and our public of Aotearoa the right to participate in democracy and hold this government to account. So while they continue to do things swiftly and revoltingly, we just have to stay on them and stop receiving them with with quiet humility and do what they did at Big Gay Out and tell this government exactly what they think of their agenda.
Tēnā koe. Interesting. Can we go to TTR or threats of that ilk? The people of South Taranaki have stood up to protect their beloved environment, but we know that Shane is now seen as the Minister of Extractive Industries. He wants to allow for mining, allow for exploration. He says it's more about jobs and bread and butter on the table than looking after threatened species. What do you make of South Taranaki and how, once again, you might be forced to put your paw on the ground to challenge these moves that might see more extractive industries return to your lohe?
Oh, look, it really, really frustrates, I was going to say another word, to see that while our whānau are protecting our most vulnerable communities while we're standing up against all the theft of our reo, the theft of our well-being, or the theft of you know, this government's intentions, I guess it's put us back into the Environmental Protection Agency hearing, which starts in March and April, continues on. And it just means that the whānau are fighting as grassroots at every front against this government. And again, the word that you keep hearing is fast-track, urgency, all these sorts of things, which makes it really hard for grassroots to armour up and to be able to have a view. So I think, you know, we've shown that the one court cases, you know, five court cases have been won, and what we now have is a real dangerous period. I probably am